You're listening to AirChecks.com.
From the center of the AirCheck universe, this is Big Apple AirChecks, New York. WPLJ FM and HD1, New York, a Cumulus station.
It's 95.5 PLJ Reunion Day, bringing back all your favorite DJs from the past 48 years.
95.5 WPLJ.
Alright, it's 95.5 PLJ. It's our reunion day. I'm Race Taylor. Joey Kramer is to my right. Special thanks to Todd and Jade and Annie and Monk for letting us scoot in a little bit early.
Good morning, my friend.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Excellent. We have no real map for today.
Nothing.
We've got not many commercials. We've got all kinds of songs and all kinds of memories to share over the course of the reunion special.
The child DJ and all of us have been looking forward to this, where the program director says, do what you want today.
Right, exactly.
Right?
There are going to be people that come into the station that you'll remember from the past. There will be phone calls from people who no longer live in the area. Through the magic of technology, some people will connect from the other coast where it's a different hour entirely. And we're going to share some stories and some memories, and we hope you have some to share as well. So you can hit us with a text at 95955. You can find us on social. We'll be posting throughout the day. And at PLJ.com, you'll find all the other links to our social feeds if there's something you would like to share.
I cannot wait to see some of the old faces come up here.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be phenomenal.
What I think would be a great place to start would be with what has lived online for decades.
Ages.
It's the work of Pat St. John.
It's genius and it's brilliant.
Yeah. You have to realize before we press play on this that the original piece is 18 minutes long.
Right.
And we've kind of edited it down to just the length of a song, but it is called The Big Montage. And Pat back in the day would make these things, and they were musically masterpieces, how the lyrics and the music would line up to tell the story that he wanted to tell.
And here's the crazy thing, what a lot of people don't understand, is way back when, we didn't have all this digital editing.
Right.
So Pat had a reel-to-reel, probably a cigarette butt and big ash hanging out over the reel-to-reel machine.
Exactly, a razor blade.
God only knows how long it took him.
Because music was on vinyl then, so he'd have to take it from the vinyl and put it onto reel-to-reel, and
right,
then you'd have to find the place and splice it. If you mess it, you'd have to do it all over again. So imagine going through this for how many hours to get an 18-minute piece.
Daunting.
We'll use it to start our day today. Here's just a little piece of The Big Montage on 95.5 PLJ.
Rock and roll, money, rock and roll. swear this is.
Started right there with a tribute to New York City, and I must have been like a few dozen edits at least.
My fingers are cramping up just listening to that, right? Thinking about the editing, and did he have bloody fingers? Like, we have to ask Pat that
exactly.
Later.
Exactly. How many late nights kind of curled over a reel-to-reel machine with splicing tape and a razor blade, and well before the technology that we have today?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
There's three times more the length of that, all those edits.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear a drop of his name in there. I hear a little bit of the band Boston singing New York City. Mm-hmm. So many other drops from the Four Deuces version of WPLJ.
Ace Frehley.
Just how you think of that. And then edit it. And then imagine you screw it up, and then you have to go in, and I've got to put it back on the reel-to-reel.
That's right.
And then you find the splice to
string it back up.
It's unbelievable, really. So this is just the very beginning of what will be a day filled with memories, names from the past, even your text messages. Here from the 917, I remember PLJ when it switched from WABC-FM in 1971. I spent so many hours listening to the likes of Zachary, Tony Pig, Michael Cruz, and many others. I can't wait to find out who shows up today. We can't wait either.
This is, I'm like, it's like Christmas Day for me. Seriously, I grew up listening to this radio station. This is going to be awesome.
Take a step into your past throughout the day with us today. It's 95.5 PLJ.
You say we'll be down in 5.
It is reunion day on 95.5 PLJ. I'm Race Taylor, 921. Joey Kramer is here.
Hello.
Melanie will be joining us at 10 o'clock. And between now and then, we hope to hear from the likes of Tony Banks, maybe Lady Di, who was a fixture with Scott and Todd in the morning. She will have some stories to share, got that coming throughout the course of the day. Text messages coming in and some very important questions.
Yeah, so Anthony Baraccio texts, and everyone there, thank you for many years of enjoyment and for helping me start my day. Someone asked, can you please play one last phone scam?
I think we can find some of those CDs
here. Dig something up?
Yes.
We have someone who said, I grew up listening in Huntington. Thanks for all the memories and phone scams. That's from Frank R.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank.
Excellent, Frank.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, and as far as old jingles, old memories, people have talked about our last weekend, taking them musically through the 48-year history of this radio station and just the little tiny snippets that they recall from driving down the shore or the letter we received from Brianna that is taped to the back wall and has motivated us all weekend long. We'll share some of that. And we've got some music as well. We're going to kind of keep the music current. We're going to play some things that are, let's just say, era appropriate, depending on who rolls in here.
Sure.
And when that is, and we have a long day ahead of us. So stick around. It's reunion day on PLJ. And then tomorrow, the regular staff gets their chance to say goodbye from Todd and Jay to Melanie to our show between 2 and 7, where we're going to roll out some of our favorite musical performances we've collected over the past 20 years here, whether it was the China Club or our Stage 17 or anything along those lines. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for reaching out. You can text us at 95955. This is PLJ. It's 9:30 at 95.5 PLJ. It is our reunion day. I'm Race Taylor with Joey Kramer. Your radio geek alert begins right
now.
TM Studios pays tribute to WPLJ. 50 years, 95.5 PLJ has stirred the heart of New York City. And for the last three decades, TM Studios has been a proud partner of WPLJ.
95.5 WPLJ, New York, New York. WPLJ, New York. 95.5 WPLJ. WPLJ. Get your butt out of bed. Shannon in the morning. WPLJ. From Broadway to the LIE. From the Jersey Shore to the GWB. Wherever you go, the best songs on the radio. 95.5 WPLJ. It's the summer of 95. Summer of 95.5 WPLJ.
Ooh, yeah.
Scott and Todd, waking up New York City.
New York.
Naomi's always on time. No less late and covered with slime. Covered with slime. Scott and Todd on WPLJ. Music radio. PLJ Power 95, weekend sound best on PLJ Power 95. PLJ, are you ready?
Are you ready for Scott and Todd?
Ready for PLJ, are you ready?
Come on, New York!
Ready to stop your day.
95.5 WPLJ. At TM Studios, and on behalf of New York City, thank you, WPLJ.
Reunion Day on PLJ. You remember that sound. You remember that voice, right? I believe he's on the line right now. Do we hear Tony Banks?
Tony Banks!
In the building.
Wow. Hey, was that a flashback for you or what?
Like, hearing that in my headphones right now was like, oh my God, you have completely taken me back.
That is
crazy. Thank you for that.
Oh, chill-inducing. Come on.
Where are you checking in from, my friend?
I'm in sunny Melbourne, Florida.
Oh,
yeah.
In the lovely KISS Studios. Thank you, guys.
Fantastic.
I work down here. Like everyone else, just kind of going down memory lane this last month and pulling out some of the old tapes and some of the old pictures. And, you know, we all got together in New York last week, and it was amazing.
Right.
It really was. It was like jumping into a time machine.
Do you know it took me forever, and I think really all of us after that party, it took a good couple of days to really just kind of soak in what happened. You know, because we hadn't seen people in over 20 years, 25 years, some of us.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, you're seeing people in face after face. And I got home, and I couldn't go to bed. And it was just like the next day, it was like, what happened last night? It was incredible just to reconnect with everybody.
Yeah, you know, there's social media, and that's great. But, man, there's nothing like the face-to-face and being with everyone and everyone hugging hello. It was really a magical night.
There was a lot of love in the room. That's for sure.
There was. And, you know, for us, I mean, you're talking about, you know, the radio geeks. Yeah. You know, to meet other generations of PLJ that, I was part of the 90s generation, the mid to late 90s. But to meet the guys from the 70s and the 80s and just the history, the guys that you've heard their names and they were stars to you growing up, you know, the Jim Kerrs and the Jimmy Finks, and just it was just amazing.
take us back. You came to us from Providence, right?
Yeah, it was the we used to joke it was the PLJ farm team.
That's right.
A bunch of us came from Providence.
It's like a pipeline right down 95 from Rhode Island to New York City.
Yeah, it was. And yeah, Tony, you did Weekends in Swing. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to answer your phones and stack your carts on Monday night at the 70s.
You know those funny tapes that used to contain the music?
Right. That's right. Wow.
Here's a lesson, kids. This is what music used to arrive on.
Sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Joey, I mean, you and, Rich Kaminsky and just, when you talk about PLJ, there were those of you guys that were lucky enough to stay there all these years, and there were others who moved on to other things, but, PLJ opened so many doors for all of us who did move on from PLJ. It's amazing, and it'll always have a place in our hearts, and I know civilians, non-radio people, we're a crazy bunch.
Yeah,
we all
whacked
out.
The lay people.
But there's this connection to radio stations that we've worked at, and a certain song can bring us back to those times, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And it's just, PLJ just holds this special place in our hearts. And, so this whole month has just been all kinds of different feels. It's crazy.
You mentioned some names earlier in this conversation, and what is always amazing to me, as soon as you walk through the door and you start to talk to some of the people who are here, you hear those names, and then you're like, man, I am in the shadows of all of this radio history and radio greatness, and how will I ever measure up? That's the thing. Everybody has set the bar, and we're a competitive group, and you want to be as good, or you want to at least try to, match the person who was on before you. It's really amazing, and the fact that we can remain close with these people and invite them back is incredible.
Well, I think the other thing, too, is everyone kind of sets the bar for the person before. It kind of makes you step up your game because you want to be just as good. It's almost like being in a starting rotation.
Right.
And the guy before you, goes 8 innings or 9 innings, and you want to do the same. You take the ball and you just run with it. And that's how it's been here for years.
That's awesome.
And you know what made PLJ really special, you guys, is that you had that feeling like it's like an actor who someday wants to get to Hollywood or get to Broadway. Radio guys want to get to New York. And, you prep yourself for that and you look forward to that and you have all these expectations. And, I can remember back, one of my expectations coming from Providence was like, you're going to be in New York. It's going to be cutthroat. People are going to be stabbing you in the back and the front. It's going to be insane. But you know what? PLJ, behind the scenes, was so much of a great family that, it didn't make sense. It's like, oh, my God, we're in the, New York and this, But there was such a family there where everyone had each other's back and everyone got along. No drama. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big takeaways for me was just that, of what made PLJ special is all the people that were even behind the scenes.
Yeah. If you try to explain people who weren't here, they'll go, oh, that's really cool. But the fact of the matter is it really was. I know this sounds so cliche. It was like a family here. For so many years, because people were here for so long, you knew everyone's family and their friends, and you asked about them on a daily basis. And we always just had a lot of great people working here. It was a great team.
It was? It was not just PLJ. It was New York in general, coming from Dallas and that separate pipeline that seemed to feed New York City to so many other different radio stations. The people in Texas were like, you don't want to go there. People are going to be mean. They're going to be abrupt. Right. They're going to be curt. It's not going to be like, hi, y'all. How you doing?
Sure.
And guess what? The people here were fabulous from day one. Now, granted, maybe if you were lost and looking for the 1 or the 9 train, they didn't follow up with the directions with, oh, hey, how's mom and them? It was just, here's where your train is. Have a good day. And they're down the street.
Right.
It's amazing. Yeah, the love for New York City and the love New York City has for this radio station. Tony, hang out for a couple minutes. We're going to play a song and we're going to be right back as our reunion day continues on 95.5 PLJ.
From Broadway to the LIE, from the Jersey Shore to the GWB, wherever you go, the best songs on the radio.
favorite DJs that made PLJ great. This is 95.5 PLJ Reunion Day.
Holy smokes. It's Race Taylor with Joey Kramer.
We Tony, are cooking.
Tony Banks is on the line from sunny Florida. And,
hey, guys.
We have another guest who has just walked into the studio. And if I could just maybe set the table very quickly. Can you say that one more time, please?
She is by far the sexiest announcer I've ever heard giving traffic and weather.
Oh, excellent. Yes, I remember that. This must mean Heather O'Rourke is in the studio.
Hey, I haven't heard that in forever.
Right?
I think the last time I had headphones on, I was stealing my son's Beats.
Is that it?
So I'm ever since I left radio, this is one feeling that I've missed so much.
Aww.
Headphones.
It is nice to see you here in the studio. Now, yeah. Heather, did your time here with a variety of shows ever overlap with Mr. Tony Banks?
I believe so. Yes. Yep. Yeah, we did. When I would do the morning news, I would tape my newscast with you.
That's right.
That.
And I guess
I was
some
on that.
Traffic as well, doing traffic too.
This is what today is going to be, because you never know who's going to walk down the hall or show up on the phone, and we're going to have some awkward goodbye conversation that we've been trying to do since Valentine's Day.
Right.
I think that's a pretty fair estimate of the timeline. Yeah. Is that right?
Pretty much.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it's all uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's all delightful, and it is all more than we could have ever hoped for, because when you walk out of the doors at PLJ, sometimes it's of your own volition, sometimes it is not. And the good thing is, thanks to social media, we get a chance to keep in touch, but we don't often get the chance to talk or be in the same room together. And that has been part of the magic of the last 14 days here, easily.
So true. So true.
All right. So I know Tony was talking about the fact that Smash Mouth from All Star was on the playlist when he was still here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a brand new song back then.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, speaking of All Stars, you guys can attest to this. You never knew who you were going to bump into in the halls of PLJ.
Oh my God.
Right?
You in particular, Tony Banks, because there were times I remember a couple of guests in the studio, two separate times, in fact. Mm. And one of those guys I saw and I was like, hey, I know that guy. And he was a good friend of yours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was, I know who you're talking about. Uh-huh. He was our secret celebrity 70s guest one night on Saturday night at the 70s. And we had listeners try to call in and guess who it was. You know, he was disguising his voice. And, you know, whoever got it right would win Six Flags tickets, right. I think it was. And well, it ended up being Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson.
Ah.
And you know that guy stayed for the whole night and said, I want to stay and host the show with you. I said, well, you're more than welcome to do that. And
that's awesome. Did he do the walk around the studio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's hard.
They made him
on demand.
Legendary.
Yeah. Right down the hallway.
And he was one of the nicest guys, too.
Yeah.
Just a sweetheart. And then didn't
Jimmy J.J. Walker was another one.
Right?
I remember walking in the back door where we all came in, and Mickey Rooney walked out. And I just, you know, do a double take, and it's like, hey, nice to meet you. And you walk in and go to work. But it's you never knew who you would bump into at PLJ.
Right. And then didn't you have some friends from the band Tavares? Or we played all their songs on the 70s show.
There's some Providence guys. That's right. I forgot about Tavares.
There's the connection again.
Yeah, it was magical times. It's so much fun.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
That's great. Hang on. I'm doing a couple things on the computer here to get this ready because I happen to find some audio. We mentioned you never know who was going to be in the studio when you walked here. And I have a story that involves Heather. And since you're here in person, I thought you might appreciate this. Lionel Richie.
Oh my gosh.
Had come to the radio station to promote a brand new album. Yes, that I think only KTU may have been playing at the time. And what was great was Lionel was just off the road with Tina Turner. And he was only going to talk. There was no performance. And that's the thing. An artist comes up, sometimes you don't know if they're going to play or if they're just going to chat. So we thought, let's just put a keyboard in the studio. And maybe he'll just kind of wander that way and we'll get an extra treat. So Heather was doing traffic for our afternoon show at the time, and Lionel was here. And sure enough, he stepped over to the piano, and we tried to get him to play some piano while Heather did the traffic, and it went like this.
That's it.
Awesome. Awesome. You can hear in your headphones Heather, who does traffic for us. How fantastic was that?
Heather, where are you, Heather?
I'm right here. You can't see me?
I'm telling you, this voice just comes in out of nowhere.
It has been Heather's dream forever to do a duet with you.
Yeah.
Heather, please.
Only she would do the spoken word part as in the traffic. So, you know, if you could just go maybe through a couple chords. We've got a couple, like 30 seconds left with Heather before we lose her. Heather, here's your chance to shine, girl.
Wow, this is great.
Give us the quiet storm traffic.
Okay, I'll try. Northern State eastbound side at New Hyde Park Road, a collision. BQE southbound at Hamilton Avenue, an accident takes up two lanes. We had an earlier problem on the Brooklyn Bridge inbound. It's reopened, misplaced tractor trailer cleared. And the Cross Bronx eastbound at the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, a tractor trailer crash leaves only the right lane open. Westbound, we have police department activity blocking one lane. This report is brought to you by Carfax.com. Buying a used car? Get a Carfax vehicle history report. What you discover could save you thousands. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report or go to carfax.com. I'm Heather Roebuck, PLJ, real-time traffic.
Oh, really good. I'm telling you.
That stuck on you.
That was stuck on you.
Get out. Wow. How awesome is that?
That's so nice.
Stuck on you.
Oh.
Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Get ready, Heather. Needed a friend.
There's no singing.
No.
And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you to the end. Okay, Heather.
I can't do it.
That's not the right
way.
Words.
Now she can do it.
Yeah. Thank you, Heather.
She got nervous.
I can't believe that was the shot.
Who is not going to get nervous?
Oh, I don't want to ruin the song. It's too beautiful.
Oh, right in the middle, I said, Heather, it's your turn. She said, that's not the way to go.
Heather's going to go change herself and then write in her journal. Today was my best day ever. Thank you, Heather. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
We love you.
Yeah.
There we go.
Nice.
That was really, really sad.
To get us to what's next.
Why did I sound like I was 6 years old?
We all were then, right? Our parents dropped us off. We had fun in this playground, and then they picked us up, and that's how it was. More as our Reunion Day special continues on PLJ. Sometimes I don't remember when these songs are going to end, right?
It's 95.5 PLJ Reunion Day.
How you doing? It's Race Taylor with Joey Kramer. Our friend Tony Banks has joined us. Heather O'Rourke is in the studio, as is Melanie Torres. Hey, hey, hey. A radio roundtable of guests continues. Mm-hmm. Tony, I know we're almost out of time with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys. This was amazing. It really was. And thank you, PLJ. Thank you, listeners. The listeners were one of the most amazing things about this radio station. They just had this great bond with it. It was just a real magical time, you know. But you know, at our party last week, there was a quote that was given up on stage, which I think was amazing. They said, "Don't cry because it's ending. Smile because it happened."
Yep.
You know? And yep. So true. We have a lot to celebrate with PLJ and how special it was to just, even for me, just be a tiny little part of that was just amazing. So, God bless you all.
Thank you very much, my friend. If you would like to on social with the PLJ handle, just let us know or let everybody know where maybe they can get a hold of you.
Oh, you know, at Tony Banks.
Share your home number, share your street address, because we're coming over for a healthy dose of sunshine and some pina coladas by the pool.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Tony Banks, and thank you for having me, you guys.
Awesome, man.
You're the best, Tony. Thank you. I'm glad you were here, and we got to share all of this together.
Me too.
All right, man. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much.
Bye.
It's 95.5 PLJ. I'm Race with Joey and Heather O'Rourke. Now, you have a day job.
I do.
Can we call it a day job?
I don't think it's really a day job until day is over for me,
like
which is
middle
when
of the night
up.
Job.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how are things where you are?
Things are great. I'm just perpetually exhausted from my quote-unquote day job, but it's fun. It's a great place to be. It's a lot different than radio.
Yeah.
You are a magician. And always have been running a board. I don't know. I was just talking to Melly Torres about this, that you somehow push these buttons and do this stuff, and then you just kind of like pull it right out of your sleeve. You're like, there it is.
Some people might not really say it's the sleeve where it comes from.
We have to be family friendly. Sorry.
It does appear from somewhere. Right. Let me tell you, most of the time, it's a very happy accident, but thank you very much. It's very sweet of you. Mm-hmm. All right, so your morning crew is gaining a brand new person. Tell us about this guy.
Yeah, so we have a new meteorologist, and his name is, you may have heard of him before, Sam Champion.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Sure, so sure, Sam Champion's going to be joining us Monday morning at 4:30 in the morning. That's when we go on. So, you know, some people were a little upset because they wouldn't be able to hear him elsewhere. But if you're listening online right now, you can always stream us online and you can see Sam.
There you go.
Everything's on the internet.
Everything is there.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely crazy.
I just retweeted something, so I was just on the internet. While you
see
were talking.
How that works?
You see
that is magic.
Magician.
And Alex Lee is standing right behind you, looking through the glass, who often takes your place when you're being a hockey mom.
That's right.
Somewhere. Mm-hmm. And by the way, is hockey season over for Daughtry or no?
Hockey season is... Wait, hold on a second.
It never ends, right?
Hockey season ends?
Well, not for the professionals, absolutely not, because it's just getting to the good part now.
No, he plays all year round. He's playing hockey, yes. My daughter swims, and I believe I was pregnant with both of my kids on this station.
You were. Mm-hmm. And if I could share a story with Alex, I don't know if you were around to hear this, but Heather would talk to us on the phone until they put her on the gurney and rolled her in. That's
true.
How in touch we were.
I remember hearing when they played, I guess a week or two ago, your interview on Bernie and Sid, and they played that when she was on, and you were like, my traffic reporter is pregnant and has dyslexia.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Why did I have dyslexia? I don't know that. Why?
Can't tell you.
But yes, I did have two babies in my belly up until the last possible minute.
And I don't. And then I think the whole birthing procedure was 47 seconds, and then she was back at home making bran muffins. It was really
it's a
beautiful
machine.
Story.
Bran muffins.
No.
Oh, those muffins. I would bring a bran muffin in almost
every day.
Not almost every day.
We are, because of this business, we are, is the word victims of consistency? This is what has to happen. Mm-hmm. I have to be in the city by this time.
Yes.
And I have to have all my information by this time.
Right.
And I have this 3-minute window to have breakfast. And
yes.
I have to walk down the hall and get some coffee. Mm-hmm. It's just how it happens all the time.
Right.
So we would make fun of your bran muffin religion.
Yeah. It was great.
I think I can call it a religion.
Pretty much. I have a new religion now, but we'll talk about that another time.
Remind us the shows that you were part of in the history of PLJ, because I know it was not just our show in the afternoon.
I did. I worked with Danny and Onions.
Okay.
I worked with Rich Kaminsky.
Yeah.
I worked with Rocky and Blaine.
Yes, we're going to hear from them later on, and I believe we found some of their classic bits that we'll share a little bit later.
I was the fill-in news anchor between Naomi and Patty for Scott and Todd.
Wow, right.
And then, of course...
Yes,
you.
Our little
and Joey,
afternoon
and
ride.
Work with Joey, yeah,
sure,
everybody.
Well, it's fantastic to see you here.
It's so good to be here. It really, really is just great, and I just wish we had more time to be able to do stuff like this together.
I think that's what everybody hopes for when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit more time.
Yep,
that's all. Alex, are you going to be around in the afternoon to get us where we need to go?
Oh, I will. I'll be here.
You better do a good job.
I got Heather work shoes to fill.
Right. Here's the deal. We're expecting 90-minute delays on New Jersey Transit. And I'm sure a torrential downpour will shut down the LIE sometime between 3 and 3.
Set them up for the worst.
Okay, and then you can bring the good news and everyone is happy.
And I'll look good.
Awesome. It is reunion day on 95.5 PLJ.
Big Apple Air Checks is your full-service air check source.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.